If I say to you, we are the painters, or we are the students, it is grammatically correct in English. But if I said, we are the painter, or we are the student, without the S, it would grammatically be wrong. What about this verse in the Holy Quran? فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ It is commonly translated like this. Both of you, meaning Musa and Harun, go to the Pharaoh and say, We are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. But the verse didn't say that. It says, Inna Rasulu, we are the messenger of the Lord of the worlds, and not the messengers. The word Rasul means messenger in the singular form. In Arabic, you would have expected the word Rusul, Rasulan, or Rasulain, meaning messengers. But the verse says, we are the messenger. This sounds weird in any language. It doesn't sound right. In English, we don't say, we are the painter. We say, we are the painters. But the verse is saying, we are the messenger and not messengers. We know that there is no grammatical error in it. It has to be something deeper. The verse is actually saying in such an amazing way that Musa and Harun are not separable and are actually considered as one, even though there were two of them. It refers to unity and oneness of their core, as if they were two souls in one body with one aim. Now, if we look at the famous hadith al-Manzila, which is recorded in both Shia and Sunni hadith books, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Imam Ali, You are to me in the position that Harun was to Musa, except that there is no Prophet after me. So what is Harun to Musa? According to the Quran, we know that he was his brother. We also know Harun was the wazir of Musa, meaning the deputy, the minister and assistant. But on top of all that, there is something special in the verse we mentioned. Let's look at the verse again. Harun and Musa are not separable. They are actually one, which refers to the unity and oneness of their core, as if they are two souls in one body. Now refer this to the hadith. Imam Ali is inseparable from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They are actually one. They have the same core to unity and oneness, as if they are two souls in one body. They are united in all aspects. So whatever Imam Ali did, it would have been what the Prophet would have done, except that there is no Prophet after him. So when Imam Ali calls, it is as if the Prophet is calling. When Imam Ali prays, it is as if the Prophet is praying. When Imam Ali goes to war, it is as if the Prophet is going to war. To support this evidence, Imam Ali has also been called the Nafs, meaning the self of the Holy Prophet in the Ayah of Mubahala. All of this indicates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, considered Imam Ali an extension of his personality. By doing so, he elevated him above all the Muslims.